If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van, don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random screed, don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
All right, screeders. Sometimes people ask me how I prepare for a sandbox campaign. What do I do? What if it's a hex crawl? What if it's West Marches? All those questions. And most of the time, I would just answer, I do the work. But that doesn't really help anyone. So I thought I would take a little while here and sort of explain how I prepare for high adventure.
These are the days of high adventure.
So after scheduling a meeting with the Green River Gamers Association, and I want to run Tales of Argosa, second edition, low fantasy gaming, I don't have the rules yet, so I'm going to fall back on low fantasy gaming deluxe. I know we're going to make characters in the first part of the session, so I have some time to prepare, but not a lot, because usually they have a lot of questions, and we're trying to create some party bonds and things. So anyway, about a week ago, I decided to do this and got everyone involved, and we agreed on a day and a time, which happens to be the July 4th, 2023, and that's when I'm recording this, on the way to said game. So I spent the normal days of near panic and no creativity all the way until this morning about 4:30. I got up. I had gone to bed early. And so this is the way I do it. Don't do it this way. This is the dumb way. What I've taken is most of the books. I chose an area that I haven't used yet. And this is how I flesh out areas as well. This is the low plains of Argosa. The low plains and the high plains are split by a mountain range known as the Rocks of Gorzat. And I haven't really ran too many adventures in a plains. Yes, savanna, but not really a plains. And this is kind of edging on that, but more I'm really taking the Great Plains of the United States as inspiration. In low fantasy gaming, that I'm using the Midlands, so this is already partially detailed. It's known as an area rife with scorn, sort of beastmen, kind of an orcish hobgoblin sort of thing mix, and pockets of Thule, I'm using a strong First Nation Native American type feel for them, so they're often going to be riding ponies and animism. Some shamanism. This is a low fantasy setting, so I'm really going to the roots of that, and magic is rare, and even weird magical creatures are going to be fairly rare and have a reason for being around. Not necessarily undead, though, because they're one of my favorites. To prepare for this, I got out all my Adventure Framework books and the Midlands books, and I kind of went through. The first thing I did this morning is I went through and found the monsters that I felt would fit into this. And so I just wrote down the monster's name and what page they were found and what book they're in. Now I can use that to make random tables. I can do all sorts of things. I already have an overland map. So now that I did that, then I went through the adventure frameworks and the books and found some likely locations that I could sprinkle across my sandbox. And these locations often include small towns, which are known as outposts. And there's even an outpost generator in the Midlands book if you want to make one. And then I started to figure out what in the hell are we going to do this session, the first session. Some of the adventures and locations are not really suitable for first level characters. I'm not huge on balance, but at the same time, I also don't want to discourage players and just demolish them right away. So when I sprinkle my first quests and such like that, I don't want to do high level ones or ones that are far away from town. Now, I don't even know where town is. I don't have characters yet. We haven't had a session zero. So we're making characters, as I mentioned. So I know that if they're really city-bound type characters, then I'll just do some stuff in Port Brax, and I can use the book for that, for random encounters, the Port Brax map, and there's even like an adventure or two that I can just use. And that won't be an issue. I think I can get through the first session with just that. But I know that one of the players, my cousin Hawk, he loves to play barbarians, and that's not really suitable for an in-town adventure. It is occasionally, but I don't really want to set a precedent of it being all in-town adventures. Most likely, they're going to be hanging out in outposts and out in the wilderness of the low plains is what I've specifically targeted for the campaign. So I've taken my Argosa map, which is made out of 20-mile hexes. I use the sweet large hex with mid hexes and then smaller hexes in it for mapping. Now, I want to use the hex map of the Midlands, so I have to, which are 20-mile hexes. So I use one big hex, and that's 120 miles. The mid-size are 20 miles, and that makes the small hexes inside at 3.33333 miles. So 3 1/3 miles or so. Usually you're going to be in normal travel in an 8-hour day. You're probably going to travel 2 to 3 of these small hexes. And I might make a roll on the journey, and then that'll help decide how long it takes. But I'm probably going to do, at least for this session, some rules. A few of these locations have small outposts, like I mentioned. There's Forbury, there is Cyrodorn. So I have some maps of those that I found online. You can make your own if you want, but I'm pressed for time. I have to be there by 9. I got up at 4:30, so there you go. I've made the a map, and I've put some areas in there. I kind of colored it up and made it look pretty. And I think the first session, if it's not taking place in Port Brax, is going to be assigned to take some equipment or resources or something to one of these outposts for one of the smaller merchants or craftsmen that are in the town. And I'm kind of maybe thinking that we might be able to use the starter adventure out of the 5e starter set, but I don't know. So we're about 20 minutes away. I just stopped off and grabbed some groceries for the game. And I'm not going to exactly use that adventure. I'm not even sure. There are goblins in the setting, so I kind of could, but I didn't prepare that specifically. I could probably run as close as I need on the fly without moving to the, having the Cragmaw Caves and then having, all that stuff is something I could do on the fly, kind of. So I haven't done a whole lot with that. But what I'm really wanting to do is have the players with a cart, maybe a couple of henchmen, like a driver and maybe a single man at arms, and they're taking this, they're going to leave Port Brax, and then they'll travel through outposts in small towns that I'll use later so they can get kind of a brief overview of them. Now, of course, I'm going to have to intersperse this with some sort of excitement. In one of the adventures, I do know that an iron mine is being sabotaged from a saboteur from one of the houses of Dal Karak. And so I thought I could build on that, and they'll actually, maybe that's the town they're going to, but before the sabotage is actually taking place, like that'll be somewhere that they'll end up going back to and then seeing what's going on and be like, what the heck? And then try to figure that out. So what about, how do I divert them from that in the beginning, or what am I going to do? There's another adventure dealing with kind of a rat pestilence, and then they'll maybe travel through there. Maybe I'll just engage them right away with that. Maybe not. Maybe they'll have some sort of interaction, like maybe at a farmhouse that's torn down or burning or defunct or abandoned because of the disease. And they'll be like, oh, either then they can engage with that, but they have this cart that they're trying to get somewhere, so maybe they won't yet, but it'll be foreshadowing for future adventures. There is another town, Forbury, that has a problem with undead that I may divert them to. So what I was thinking is how do I divert them? So what if there was a fairly large river that they could walk across, they could ford across, but it's very difficult to get their cart across until the bridge is fixed. So the merchants that get the iron ore, maybe the first thing that these saboteurs did was destroy the bridge, so they couldn't get things back and forth. Well, they're not going to wait too long to fix that. So there's probably like an engineer and some workers and some dudes, you know, set up maybe a strip mine nearby or some kind of like surface mine, and they're gathering, and maybe there's a small group of saboteurs from the house. I can't remember what the house is named, affecting that group of engineers. So there's another thing they can do. Or maybe they'll just divert up to another town, Thornberry then, that's a day or two away, and then get into that action. And I can also obviously intersperse random encounters as we go. But that's kind of the plan. I don't really have anything else other than that. So I figure once I get there, I have a little business to take care of in the beginning, and then, like I say, we're doing character creation, and then I'll kind of figure out where these characters fit into what I'm thinking and how we can meet in the middle. And hopefully we can. I may even start in media res, like an earlier in their careers as they were becoming first level characters, maybe an attack on a fort with some Scorn and introduce the Scorn, because they'll probably be a reoccurring enemy or foil. My other thought is I want to engage them with the Thule, but I don't want the Thule to be a mindless enemy. I want them to have shades of gray. The Scorn definitely be bad guys, and it's possibly maybe you could parlay with them, but most likely not. They are cannibals. Where the Thule are really just heavily superstitious and very xenophobic. But it's possible that there could be relatively peaceful Thule that they could trade with. So how to show the Thule without just basically immediately having them be, you know, someone to kill? That is kind of the problem. There is some colonialism going on, of course, as the Argosans move farther in, but the Thule are also under attack by the Scorn and all the dangerous flora and fauna of the area as well. So that's the introduction, you guys. That's what I have set up so far. And this took me about 3 hours. I'll throw some maps in the random screed on the Discord so you can see what I was starting with. Maybe take some pictures as the game gets going. I'd like to hear what you guys think about how I should have done it, or maybe done it differently, or what you do, or if this helps you, or like, I haven't even made the random encounter tables yet. Most likely what I'll do is just take all the monsters and randomly roll a die, and whatever it comes up on, that's what it is. I also have this, I found a generator that basically just creates one line of something that you happen upon. It could be like a bubbling brook. It could be an overturned wagon. It could be a standing stone. I don't even know what all the options are, but I just hit a button and then it just pops up. So what I was thinking is each day I'll roll a D4 and I'll either -1 or -2, and that's how many things might happen during that day. And then I'll just hit that button. Or maybe I'll roll a D6. If it's a 1, it'll actually be a dangerous encounter. If it's not, then I'll just hit that button. Or I may just hit the button anyway, and then that'll be the setting for whatever occurs from whatever the random encounter really is. So that's another one of the tools that I'm using. I went to a bunch of random encounter generators, and I didn't really like them a lot. There is some stuff specific to the Midlands that I'll definitely use, so that'll be my main thing. And then I'll also use that little generator, setting generator, for locales or locations, which I think will be cool, so I don't have to make them up on my own in the heat of play. My other thought, like I was mentioning previously, is that in media res, maybe a scoring attack on a fort that one, two, or all three of the players were at earlier in their careers. If the backstory of a particular character doesn't make sense, I'll just give them that player an NPC to run. And then that NPC could then show up later, possibly, if they don't die. So, that's the whole thing. I may just do a quick release of this, and then on the way home, do another follow-up on what occurred, or I may hold off on releasing this, and then just do the follow-up then, and add it to this episode. We'll see. It's going to be a surprise.